There is something I was reading in the Bible. There's an experience that John has, John the Apostle. He's in the later years of his life. John the Apostle is in the later years of his life, and he's on an island called Patmos. We call it the Isle of Patmos. And on a particular day that the Bible refers to as the Lord's Day, one day we shall touch that, but on a particular day, Scripture says in Revelation 1 that he's caught up in the Spirit. And when he's caught up in the Spirit, he has a reintroduction to a Jesus that he thought he knew. Yeah? Praise the Lord. Eh? He has a reintroduction to a Jesus Christ that he thought he knew. And in Revelation chapter 1, verse 17, something strange happens. Eh? Clearly showing that the Jesus he's dealing with is not the same Jesus. He says, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Seems like a simple statement, but it's a strange statement. It's strange and mysterious in a way. In verse 9 of the same chapter, Revelation 1, I believe it's verse 9, he says, start from verse 10 actually. He says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, verse 11, saying, so he hears a voice behind him, he hasn't yet seen the person. He hears a voice saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book, send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia. Now, the reason why Jesus is saying here, or the reason why what Jesus is saying is mysterious and strange, is because in the original text, in some of your Bibles, the "and" is in italics, meaning that in the original statement, there was no "and." So he says, I am first, last. I am Alpha, Omega. Praise the Lord. Eh? Now, that statement is strange because from the realm of time where we sit, Alpha and Omega have to be separated by time. Yeah? Anything that has a beginning, then there's time, then there's an end. The same is true about first and last. It's separated by time. But from the perspective of the Spirit, when Jesus is speaking, he says, I am first, last, Alpha, Omega. What he's saying, or the statement that he's making, he's referring to what I refer to as perpetual continuity. I'm going to explain that. Perpetual continuity. In other words, in the spirit realm, there is an eternal now. So Jesus can be first and last in that moment. And Alpha and Omega in that moment. It's not separated by time. Praise the living God. So he shows up before John and says, I am Alpha, Omega, first, last. Perpetual continuity. In the spirit, anything that has an eternal now, anything that has an eternal now is what you call a spiritual reality. Please pay attention. Eh? It's called a spiritual reality. When something is a spiritual reality, it means it exists beyond the realm of time. Yes? Anything that is of the spirit is a spiritual thing. Just like anything that is of the natural is a natural thing. Okay? So, there are, in the spirit, spiritual realities that are referred to as things, spiritual things. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's get there. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 9. We're going to read 9 up to 15. I'm going to go step by step. So I told you a spiritual reality is what you call a spiritual thing. Just like in the natural, a natural reality is what you call a natural thing. Okay? 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things. It's not talking about natural, eh? The things which God has prepared for them that love him. Spiritual things, verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Now he's including both the spirit and the natural. He searches them. Then he says, yea, the deep things of God. So there are two categories of things. There are things that fall within all things. Then there are things that are separate, that he refers to as the deep things of God. The Bible says deep calls unto deep. Okay? Next verse. For what man knoweth the things of a man? Now those are natural. They refer to as the things of a man. What are your things?